Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And here's a special wine review because I haven't had this in such a long time that I wanted to do a little more research involved in it. What is this? This is a port. Port wine. What is a port wine? A port wine is really a red wine infused with alcohol in order for it to be fermented and last longer, and it's really on the sweeter side, and usually as an aperitif, and usually with desserts or different kinds of things in that matter. So you see, I got my chocolate cake right here. I was prepared. I had some, and then I had some of that too. So what makes this interesting is, I said, why port? Why port? And why do they call it port? Well, most port is made in Portugal. So we call it port wine, they call it Porto. So it's the Porto, it's like a ruby Porto. So why Porto? And is it a really strictly Portuguese wine? Well, it really isn't. So if you look at the history, and this is what I'm reading about it, because I was really fascinated by this port wine. What happened was during the 17th, 18th centuries, Britain was buying a lot of wine from France, prior to that. But during the wars, during 17 and 1800s, they was at war with France, and they was like, where am I going to get my wine? And they was really pissed off at that because they couldn't get the wine quality that they wanted. So what they did was they said, well, let's go to the neighbors and go to Portugal. So going to Portugal, the problem was by time the boats and everything gets back to England, it's not really stored well, ship really, really bad. So these brothers found a technique to say, let's add some type of alcohol, which normally is a brandy, to that, to fermentate it and keep that alcohol in there. So that mixture in an oak barrel would give it that, really strong, really heavy tannic taste and full bodied in that way. So it's a mixture. It's not truly a red wine. It's a port wine and it's Porto. So if you notice that there's a region. So I got a couple of notes this here that we'll go over. But what the British used, and they're really big in their port. So when you go to Britain, they have that small, and these small port glasses because it's not a full body glass and everything from that. So, and they do it with the Douro, D-U-D-O-U-R-O. So it's really, really interesting from that. And when they say, why do they call it Porto? It says the region is the Douro region of northern Portugal, named for the town of Oporto. They took the O out of that. Oporto, took the O out of it, and it's Porto. Took the O on the back end, it's Port. So that's what we have then going from that. So I thought it was really, really interesting to get some history on this. And it's really not a sit down, drink with food or anything like that. This is pretty much an aperitif after dinner, you're sitting by the fireplace. And I really wanted to try it because currently it's like 17 degrees in Georgia. So I said, what is something that's warming, will keep me warm, something that put me to sleep really well? So with that alcohol mixture with the red wine, which I love the red wine, this is the great season for it. I really wanted to try this port in reference to that. So that worked out really, really well. So what about this wine? So what I wanted to try with this wine was, this is the Sederman. Or Sanderman, whichever way you want to call it. It's really highly rated. It's an 86-point seller track, the 84 with the wine enthusiast. So pretty on a high scale of really port. You can get it at a price point of $10.99 or $12.99. So between that, it's a good one. I didn't try to get a really aged port, which is sometimes 15 to 20 years. This is a 3 to 5 year one. So a 3 to 5 year port is actually young. But once you open it up, and this one is recommended, you got 4 weeks. So this is really heavy alcohol. So when you're drinking these slowly but surely, you should be drinking it with somebody else to get rid of it. But it's pretty, pretty good. So let's check it out. So ruby red, really thick. You know, when you look at it, it's really pretty thick. Not slightly syrupy looking, you know what I mean? So when you take a whiff of it, let's try this whiff. So, like plums. So you know when you bite into a plum and that freshness come out, but it's really like a really, really, not fruity though, but it's almost like a bitter smelling. You're getting that plum smell from that. That's what I'm getting from. Really plum. And you know when you drinking a lot of heavy alcohol tasting wines, you get that kind of woodsy, you get that kind of like leathery, you get a little of that. So you know the notes here tells you red in color, yep, red fruits, plums and strawberries, really rich and balanced, rich, round and balanced and like that. So I haven't tried, you know, I didn't drink none of it yet, but really goes well with chocolate desserts, ta-da, and fruit pies. So you got like the apples and the syrupy or anything like that. It probably goes really well with that. So I had a taste earlier, but I wanted to wait to try to blend that in and get a full taste in the mouth when I start assessing that. But this is, it gives you that plum smell, kind of leathery, going from there. So let's get a taste of this. Yeah. So you can taste that alcohol. It's got that heat. Remember I always say you got that heat on it. So you got that heat tasting on that. And I got that. I mean, didn't you have that plum, dried berry taste, or dried cherries, not fresh, like off the vine or whatever like that. But you can still have that. So it's a little tannic as well. So I still taste it on my tongue in reference to that. So really full in the mouth. You still taste that sweetness there. The alcohol with the sweetness, you can tell that heavy alcohol that's in there. So when they recommend taking that amount, if you take a lot of this, I think you're gonna be in trouble. So be aware of this. But this is the settlement. So I wanted to taste this one because it was low cost, but highly recommended because there was a chart full of different ports. But Sediment was really one of the high ones from that, but pretty good. So let's do this. So while we're here, I'm gonna take a piece of my chocolate cake. So wanted to do it live and I give you an assessment of it later. So now I got that chocolatey, slightly sweetness in it from that. So let's follow that with the port. So the chocolate takes away some of the alcohol. Very interesting. Standing alone with the alcohol, it's right there. You taste it and you feel it and you got those berries. But with the chocolate or the icing right there, it takes the alcohol down and you start tasting the sweetness of the chocolate, but not quite the alcohol. So honestly, a really good blend with that chocolate icing. This is almost like a milk chocolate, not quite the dark chocolate, because I really wanted to try some dark chocolate with this, just to see what it blends in with that. But this really went well. It was good. That's why I wanted to wait until I had something to go with it and not just chocolate. I wanted a chocolate dessert, but really good. Don't get me wrong now. Don't try to take this just like it's a regular wine. You know, this is fortified. This is made it stronger with alcohol. So you're going to have to deal with this alcohol in reference of that. It's really going to give you that kind of taste and tell and say really good, but slight sweetness. So some people may not like the sweetness. So if you don't like the sweetness, kind of stay away from this. But understand, this is for an aperitif. This is after dinner or before dinner. You're getting something and you're getting some hors d'oeuvres with some sweetness tied into that. Have that. But mostly these ports are like, hey, look, it's after dinner time. Let's go chill and have a coffee and a port or sherry or all those different things. We're going to try sherry too soon too, because I haven't had a sherry. And the last sherry that I had, I think I was around 16, 14, and a Harvey Bristol Cream, something like that. So I really want to taste a sherry. And the last time I had a port, I was in wine school, and they was going through different types of port. And they were a little more expensive and a lot more alcohol laden. But this one, it's a really nice and blends with your dessert. So if you get the opportunity and say, after we had a good wine, with our dinner, and now we're chilling and we're gonna have a conversation. Hey, guess what? I have a creme brulee, I have some kind of pie, because they said pies and chocolate, so chocolate cakes, chocolate this, fudges, whatever. Try this with it, because I would love to have a fudge with this too, or brownies. I'm gonna try it with brownies, because I had one with brownies once before, but very good. I actually like it. And, you know, I always tend to go with slightly sweeter stuff, but this was pretty good. Remember, it's from Portugal. The Sandemann is fortified with brandy or any type of alcohol, so it can be lasting. This is young, but most of these ports are older based on the war with England and France, and this was the alternative. It's called a Porto. So if you're looking for Porto, and it's from the Oporto region. Remember that Oporto region, and the Douro region from the city of Oporto. So really, really interesting history when you dig in and go from that. But it's a really British kind of wine. It's a wine, but kind of mixture on that. Urban Wine Life, Michael Collier, Bougie Black Brother. Hope you got some things out of it. Leave me some notes, because I don't know it all, but this was my first opportunity of sitting, tasting, mixing, and a little more history than I did in the past when it comes to port wines. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next time.